Good morning, world. Good morning, taxi people. New York City, Philadelphia, Chicago, San Francisco, Denver, San Antonio, Houston, Austin, Texas. This is the Mike and Abe Show. And I'm Abe, and Mike is in New York City. What's going on, Mike?
Everything's going on, and like I like to say, I just want to give a heartfelt good morning to the world. And if we miss anybody, we apologize. But I just want to say that business is booming once again in the yellow cab, and the pity party is over, and all the people who are crying about they can't get their cars out, I think are just a bunch of, in my opinion, like whiny little you-know-whats. Because the only little gap in the business now is Sunday through Wednesday night, and let's say Saturday day. So basically, the historically low turnout for off-peak nights is kicking in once again. But all the regular nights are getting out, unlike a year ago when it was a disaster. And I want to thank Uber for that, because a lot of drivers went to Uber and got screwed, in my opinion. And they're coming back older and wiser and having the Uber horror stories that they're talking about and any chance they get in the taxi garage. So thank you, Uber, for putting money in the cabbies' pockets, for being so horrible, in my opinion.
So listen, so you're telling me, and I'm not around to see the streets in New York City anymore, except I'm watching the webcam now on 6th Avenue and 34th Street. And I do see a lot of yellow taxis out there. It's Saturday morning. The traffic is light. Right. Okay. I love these webcams. I love them. You know.
Oh yeah, it's great. You know, now, are the taxis empty, or are they have
well,
people?
Well, no. You know, I imagine that the I don't see any lights on top of the cab. So you know, they're coming up 6th Avenue, approaching 34th Street, and you know, it's a constant stream of yellow cabs. But I do see a lot of Uber cars out there also. Okay.
Yeah. No, and it's just, well, I'll tell you, the taxi commission. I've done the math on this Uber stuff.
Yeah.
And It I think somebody's got their hand in the cookie jar, because the math doesn't add up for why the city of New York, under Bill de Blasio, would even bother expanding the Uber fleet. Because basically, I mean, if the cab business would have been rolling, they could have sold something like 1,000 medallions for $1.2 million each. So it would have been $1.2 billion, and plus the taxes and fees and other peripheral stuff. Let's say $2 billion it could have generated within the last de Blasio term years of like 2 or 3 years. $2 billion in 2 years selling a piece of tin and some paperwork to cabbies who would be making a living. Now, they got rid of all that to flood the streets with 40,000 Uber cars, where they get pennies on the dollar compared to what they would have been getting if they would have expanded the yellow cab fleet, and they would have had less traffic and better air to breathe. And it just reeks of, I think that they should check it out. I should think they should check out why they made this stupid decision the way they did. It makes no economic sense, especially when you look at the numbers. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to blab about it, but I was thinking about that the other day. It's like, you have better traffic, you have $2 billion, and you blow that off and reduce the value of the existing fleet by $5 billion. So $7 billion turnaround, so they can put 40,000 Uber cars on the street with a bunch of knuckleheads who have no experience. I mean, why would they do that? Any ideas?
No, I don't. So let me cross examine you. Put you on the witness stand. Okay.
I didn't do what she said. She was 19. She said she was 19.
No. Okay. I'm not talking about that. Okay. You know, I know you have a few girlfriends, and I'm sure you don't do anything they wouldn't want other people to do also. Okay.
I have signed releases for everything.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, look, now here's a bunch of yellows coming up 6th Avenue. Wow. You know.
Do they have people?
They wouldn't be out there if there was no people to get in them. You know, I mean, who in their right mind would drive a yellow cab or any cab if they're not going to have customers? Okay?
Well, I mean, you got to take the car out first to see if they're customers.
Yeah, I can't see people in the cars because the camera doesn't give you that good of a look. But I don't see too many roof lights on. okay? So if the roof light's not on, there's somebody in the cab, okay? But let me ask you this. I'm going to put you on the witness stand, okay? You do you swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? So help you, yellow.
Well, I'll try. Go ahead.
Okay. You're working how many days a week now?
Well, I'm not exactly the most heroic cab driver, so I'll say about 4 or 5. How about
Four
that?
or five. Okay, so you're putting in 12-hour shifts 4 or 5 days a week? And how much of your time do you spend at JFK?
I'd say at least half that time,
Okay, because I
if
know
devoted to.
you're big on the airports. So I never cared for doing business at the airports. I was always a street guy. Okay,
The street guy.
yeah, I love to just cruise the streets wherever I was: Queens, Brooklyn, Bronx, wherever. Mostly Manhattan. Okay, because that's where the main business is. Okay, but and any if I got a fare out to say Jamaica. Hillside Avenue and 180th Street. I would ride Hillside Avenue from 180th Street, 190th Street, 200th Street. I would ride Hillside Avenue all the way to Queens Boulevard, and then I would ride Queens Boulevard all the way into the city. I would not get on any highways, and I would pick up fares. Okay?
Right.
All right, that was my mode of operation. And then when I was in Manhattan, I would easily pick up fares. Once you get over the 59th Street Bridge, there's usually somebody right there. Okay, all
This is
right,
true. This is true.
okay. But even so, cruising those streets of Queens, a lot of times I would get a fare into the city. Somewhere along the way, a $30, $40 fare. Okay. It's a crapshoot out there. Sometimes you will, sometimes you won't. But when you do, you're happy you did. Okay? All
You're happy you
right?
did, yes.
Yeah. Okay. But what I'm getting at here is how you're doing 6 hours a day on the streets. Is that correct?
Maybe a little less.
5 hours a day. Okay, so when you take a fare from JFK to Manhattan, you're a night guy. You get to Manhattan at 7 p.m., right? Okay.
Wait, back up. What is it again? What was
You
the first?
go. You start your day one. You're a night driver mainly, right?
Here's the story. I get
Yeah.
we have a weekly deal. So instead of doing dopey shifts, we kind of like carve out territories where he keeps the car for a day and I keep the car for like. So basically, he keeps the car for 2 days and then another day. Then I keep the car for 4 days. And we kind of like chop up our days accordingly.
Okay, but in those days, what time do you go to work?
About 2 o'clock.
Okay, so you go right to JFK. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay,
Correct.
what time do you
Now
get?
the problem is, let me do it. The problem with JFK now, we had the UN in town last week, so you get to JFK at 2 o'clock. It's very light, so it's about 2:20 because it's been very busy with people coming in, and then somebody gets in going to the city. So far, so good. And then you turn to stone, and then you get the flat rate on the meter for $52, which doesn't change, which is the stupidest thing the taxi commission has done for the yellow cab
Yeah.
drivers. And it was done because you had a few knuckleheads who were ripping people off
Yeah,
back in the days,
right.
but now you have the GPS where you can put them out to the woodshed and won't
Okay,
rip people off. But now we're still stuck with this stupid flat
so
rate.
the flat rate
Go
is
ahead.
obsolete, is what you're saying. Okay.
The flat rate is obsolete, and
Okay.
someone who was like the champ, we had someone who was the champion of the flat rate said like, "Well, it's because this way the doorman won't be able to tell them a lie when they will ask how much the
Yeah,
price
but
is."
now
Like,
there's no
listen.
rates on the door, so that was started by Chairman Yasky for whatever devious reason he had to do that. Okay, the rates,
And you brought up a very good point. And this about the rate on the door being removed for cabs within, which is like the first time in like 60 years they did that. And this is a throwback to the previous commissioner. Why is the previous commissioner's rules still running the yellow cab business? Why is the mayor, who used to be the mayor, still running the yellow cab business? Who is running the city? I mean, because right now the most basically you could do on the side of a door of a cab is put the rates, for God's sake. That's basic cab stuff.
Okay.
Every cab I see outside of New York has that. Why do we have this artsy fartsy T on the door? People don't want to see the artsy fartsy T. They want to see how much the cab costs.
They want to see the rates. Okay, I agree with you 100%. Okay, so let me continue. Okay, forget about that. This was UN week, and it's probably be over now by Sunday, and next week won't be UN week. I'm referring to an average week. Okay. You know, summer's a little bit slower, maybe. Sometimes they're busy. Sometimes May, June, July is always, I mean, it's April, May, June is always busy. You know, September, October, November gets busier. The Christmas season's coming up. You get to JFK, you get your fare. You know, you're in Manhattan at what time? Your fare's going into Manhattan with the obsolete flat rate of $52. What time do you get Manhattan?
Yes.
You get to Manhattan.
In between getting to Kennedy and getting to Manhattan.
Yeah, what time are you arrive in Manhattan with your fare and drop your fare off?
So you're going to say I'm wasting my time at Kennedy.
No, I'm not saying anything. I'm just trying to, I'm leading up to something. Just answer the question.
All right. Well, I mean, I get the car at, let's say, 2:30. I get out to JFK, it's about 3. I get the fare, it's about 3:30. And I get into Manhattan because of the UN deadbeat.
Forget about the UN. On an average day, what time do you get to Manhattan?
I'll tell you about the. I have a paid, usually like 80% of the time, I have a paid JFK to Manhattan fare at about 4:30. So I have.
So now you're in Manhattan. In Manhattan at 4:30. Okay.
Right.
All right. Right. Okay. How much time do you spend in Manhattan before you wind up back at JFK?
No, I don't go deadhead out to JFK at the height of rush hour.
So you start working, okay? You start working in Manhattan at 4:30, okay? What do you see?
I'll drive Manhattan. I'll run a few locals because there's business everywhere. And if I get somebody jumping over the bridge into, like, deep Brooklyn, then I will go back to JFK.
But that doesn't happen a lot, right?
Sometimes. Well, right now, since Uber doesn't pick up wheelchair people, and since Uber doesn't pick up a lot of other minorities, let's say that. I just see a lot of white folks riding around Uber cars. I don't know if they dodge that political bullet from answering why they don't have everybody other than white folks in Uber cars, but I guess they're the media darlings, so they're Teflon.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mix and match. I mean, I'm not on, like, a suicide mission with the cab driver.
Well, do you spend the next 3 hours, say from 4 p.m. you get into Manhattan to like 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night, you spend that time working the streets of Manhattan?
This is correct.
Okay, so tell me, how is business then? How busy are you?
Business is booming, and what ticks me off, business is booming, and you can see the yuppies looking at their phone. They're saying Uber is in, like, a double surge pricing mode, and they mix and match between the Uber surge pricing and the yellow cab. They look at their phone, they look for cab, they look at the phone, they look for cab. So it's like they play their little geek game show with the phone, and it is busy. It's gotten busier, because before, they were all about Uber. It was like a little video game. Mm-hmm. It was a be-in for millennials, and now the millennials are ticked off at Uber. Which is another reason I'm ticked off at these leaders in the taxi business who don't drive cabs. Because instead of embracing the people coming back and trying to figure out more ways to get money in the pockets of cab drivers, maybe even without raising the metered fare, they just want to get their cars out. They could care less about, in my opinion, all that stuff. Once the cars are getting out, all the research and apps and everything for yellow cabs kind of goes down the drain, because the business now, unfortunately, has been structured to rent cars, to get cabs out. And once the cabs are sitting, they're going to do something to get drivers back, a.k.a. more money. Once the cabs are going out, they could give a hoot about what the driver's making, and that's the name of the game, sadly. So that's what's happening now, and innovation is kind of like being tabled once again, because there are drivers and the cars are getting out. So this is the so-called leadership we have running the cab business now, and they're really ticking me off. Can I say that?
Yeah. Okay. But I'm trying to get a ticker for exactly how business is in Manhattan, not how you feel about things. Okay?
Well, it's interconnected. I mean, yeah. Business and how I feel about things are one and the same. I mean, if I'm happy, business is great. If I'm not happy, business sucks. Well, right now, I'm happier. Okay? But it's just frustrating to me watching that there is so much money available, apparently, from our customers who don't care about Uber gouging them for two and three times their standard rate. And then if the cab business tries to get an extra quarter for the cab drivers or to run vehicles for maintenance, all hell breaks loose. There's a hearing and there's a meeting about. Meanwhile, you get Uber coming with an app, and no, you know, most of them, they don't have cars connected to the app. They come in and do whatever they want, and they're the media darlings, and the TLC says nothing. The yellow cab tries to get a few extra bucks for the cabbie and a few extra bucks to run cars, and it's this big ritual of a hearing and a public hearing. It has to be certified, and the taxi commissioners, and blah, blah, blah. What the hell is going on? It's like, it's like we're being punished for complying with the law. So I guess the taxi commission says, listen, if you break the law, you're the golden child. If you obey the law, you're a schmuck. This is what they're saying now. All with the rules from people who aren't here anymore.
Okay. Here it is. It's 10:07 on Saturday morning. I'm still looking at this webcam of 6th Avenue and 34th Street, and I see a lot of yellow cabs out there on the street. Okay? Mm-hmm. And that's good. But I do see Uber cars, and I'm concerned about Uber cars picking up street hails. Okay?
Do
you see a lot of that?
Well, the Uber cars are picking up street hails because it's a joke now. There's so many Uber cars, they can't make a decent living, working with Uber. It's like, okay, you want to be Uber? Fine. You have 40,000 cabs. No, strike that. You have 40,000 Uber cars vying for the same people.
Mm-hmm.
And now, basically, a lot of these guys don't know anything, and they've been sucked into these car deals by their so-called friends who say, oh, yes, Uber is great. Sign here. And they buy a car, and now they're on the street, and they say, man, this sucks. But they're stuck with the car, and they can't get out. So what are they going to do? They're going to sit at the airport. I've seen many times at Kennedy a guy with an Uber car, a Uber car with the Uber U in the window, sitting at the terminals, hustling people off the cab line, saying, taxi, taxi, taxi. And it's like, no. And I'm like one of the few knuckleheads who screams at them. Because I don't know what the other cabbies are thinking, but it's like, look, this guy's ripping you off, bro. If I see someone ripping me off, I scream. That's the way I'm wired. But they're hustling street jobs because the Uber work is not there for 40,000 Uber cars. It might be there for like 5,000 or 10,000 Uber cars. But in their wisdom, they didn't fight back when Uber wanted to put these cars on the street. And they made this big idiotic demonstration about, no, we don't want to cap the Uber cars. Why would a driver fight that? Why would, because they don't know what they're doing. Why would a moron have a demonstration to fight adding more cars to Uber? Because a lot of these guys are just FOS to begin with. But I see Uber going down the drain, and I see the yellow cab coming back strong, my friend.
Well, good. Okay.
Yep.
A lot of people in our industry feel the same way. Okay. But but then there are people in our industry who are still whining and crying, and I got a couple of calls this week from cab drivers who and I hate to say this, but they're being chiseled by their brokers.
Some of them are, yes.
And I had one guy yesterday. He's retired, and he lives down south here with me. Okay. In the area, and he's going for this deal, right? And I don't even know if it's legal, this deal, because these deals have been offered to me, which I've turned every one of them down. Okay, we'll give you so much down, and you could hold the mortgage on your medallion. Okay.
What is that?
Want to give you money down. They want to buy medallions. You know, you can't buy a medallion now because financing isn't available, as far as I know. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had two guys this week. Well, one guy this week called me up, and I asked him, can you get financed? He wanted to buy my medallion. I said, can you get financed? Right? And he said, yes. I said, by who? And he told me Citibank would finance him. Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, but I don't, well, the amount of money he wanted to pay for my medallion, you know, I mean, sure, they'll finance it for $5. You know, I mean,
I'll give you 10.
which what he offered me was just slightly more than that. Okay, you know, I mean, you know, to make a little humor out of this. I mean, what he offered me was so ridiculously low that I just said that my final words to him were good luck. You know, okay. I mean, you know, I would consider selling my medallion. You know, I don't drive anymore. I don't really need it. You know, I mean, maybe I should have sold it a long time ago, but I didn't. Okay, all right. But I would sell it for a reasonable price, which nobody's financing anything because everything is still in the courts. You know, federal case. You know.
What exactly is in the court? I can hear this in the court stuff. What is in the court?
This
When does something
well as far
final happen?
well you know these courts they drag ass, all right?
Right,
You know,
exactly.
nothing happens quickly, okay? You know, it's a file this paper, file that paper, file this paper, and I, you know, we've had Todd Higgins on the Taxi Dave show, you know, and the last time he was on was in August. All right, it's almost October now, and he said that first of all, the first case that was decided by Judge Weiss, if you recall, that was in June of 2015, right? So it's been over a year, and that's on appeal, okay?
What case was that? What
That
case is
was
that?
that
Just for
was the
me.
that was the case where they were saying that Uber is violating the street hails.
And what
Okay.
did Judge White say? The wise sage of the
Well,
court, what
Judge
do you think?
Weiss said, "Don't bother me," basically. Okay, you're gonna have to compete with Uber, even though they say that they're an on-demand livery service, you know, which in itself is illegal. Okay.
Now, is he a local judge or is he a federal
He
judge?
was a New York State judge.
Oh, forget it. You know,
Okay.
this is a problem I've had with some of these guys. They say, I'm sure they're all honest and they're judges, but a lot of guys say, listen, you got to get this stuff out of the local and the out of the
Well,
local
okay, so
politics.
let me
All right.
finish, okay? You know, that case is on appeal. And Todd Higgins said back in August that he expects the appeal to be heard in the fall. Well, fall is here.
Right.
Fall is here. Okay, you know, it did.
Fall is
Fall
here.
arrived a few days ago. Okay?
Right.
Today's the 24th, so like 3 days ago, fall arrived. Okay, so we're waiting to hear on that one. Then there's the federal case, okay, where they're suing for equal justice, the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, okay, which says that
Oh, equal protection of the law.
equal protection of the law, where they're saying
Fine by me. That's all we ask.
which basically says that these people. These Uberites, these Lyftites, these Gettites, Viaites, Junoites, whatever they are, okay, are basically, you know, even if it's not being recognized by the city government, basically they're doing the same thing as the yellow cabs, okay? So therefore, they should be subject to the same rules and regulations as the yellow cabs. In other words, buy a medallion,
Right. Correct.
okay? You know, buy a medallion and have a meter, okay? Have a roof light, and you want to be a cab, you know, be a cab, but be subject to the same rules and regulations as the cabs,
That's
okay?
correct.
All right.
Yes.
And that case is going back and forth. The city of New York is trying to get it dismissed, you know, giving this nonsense BS that they're a different kind of business. Okay, and I've read the papers, the court papers, okay, and that's basically what they're saying, okay. And the last thing that happened was over the summer where Todd Higgins wrote to the judge saying that our chairman basically admitted it off the record in another meeting out of court that basically they are the same service, the taxis and Uber. Okay.
So
the rebuttal from the city was, well, not really. She didn't really mean that. Blah blah blah. You know, I mean, you got to read this. You know, if she says the word duck, she didn't say chicken. All right, that's mm-hmm. the way I see mm-hmm. it. All right, if she says whatever word she said, that's what she said. Okay, you know, right. don't twist mm-hmm. what she said. All right, so this is before the judge right now, and it's been before the judge since I think July. Okay, right. I would hope that there's some, you know, resolution to all of this soon, and I believe somebody said to me, and don't quote me on this, you know, because I don't know exactly if this is true or false. What will happen is either the city will win and get the case dismissed, okay, which I can't right. believe in my wildest dreams that any reasonable judge will do that, okay, or we will win a jury the right to a jury trial.
The right to a jury trial.
Right.
Well,
and then the fun yeah. begins. Okay.
yeah.
You know, that's when the cross examining starts. Okay, that's when people are called in to testify. Okay.
Right.
And I can't wait for that to happen. I may even come back to New York to give my two cents in. All right.
Interesting.
All right.
Well, you're welcome. In fact, I got a place for you to stay. I had a lady in the cab last night.
Yeah.
She was buying cat food at midnight. I said, "How many cats do you have?" She said, "I have 20 cats," and she lives in an apartment.
Oh, so she has.
So I'm sure she'll be happy.
She has a kitty litter box for me, right?
Yeah, she has a kitty litter box for you. She has a little like blanket in the corner for you, so you'll be happy.
I'll have to sleep with 11 cats.
No, 20. She has 20 cats.
Uh-huh. Okay. All
in
right.
Apartment. Well. All right. So anyway, getting back. Speaking of things that stink.
Yeah.
There's one thing. I think. Yeah. The problem with the meter in the yellow cab for politics, and I always say this because these cabbies, they have been trained to see that there's money on the meter, and that's what they get right away.
Mm-hmm.
So anything beyond getting paid right away for your effort and work, they can't comprehend. So when a court thing comes in, they go, "What happened with the court?" It's like, well, what happened in the court is the judge is reading the paper. You know, he's got like murder and IBM and everything else on his desk. So if guys are complaining about cabs, that might not be at the top of his desk. So, but they see the meter, and they want to get paid right away for whatever effort they're doing, and this is the problem. So we have a lot of guys asking about this. And the lawyers would know. The lawyers could bring us up to speed. But I don't know. Do you really want to get into a jury trial and all this rigmarole? Where you
no,
only
I want. I would like a reasonable judge to just rule in our favor and say and get the ball rolling. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
this is another problem with judges. You know, there's always an appeal. So every time a judge makes a decision, it doesn't necessarily mean that's a decision, and it's a real problem with the courts now because these things keep going on.
Well, look. This is the U.S. justice system, okay? You know,
yeah.
It may not be perfect, but it's what we have, okay?
Like, yeah.
Saudi Arabia or maybe one of those other countries, you know, they would just rule something and then the guillotine the losers, you know?
Right.
Right? But
right.
We don't do that in the United States, okay? We're a system of laws and justice, and assuming that nobody gets paid off, that's what we get. Okay.
That's a large assumption.
Yeah.
My friend.
And that now I'm looking at this webcam. I'm staring at this webcam, and there's all kinds of yellow taxis coming up 6th Avenue. Okay. On a Saturday morning, it's 10:20 in the morning. Okay. They're picking up
right.
fares. I can see them picking up fares. Okay.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
You should tune into this. Are you by your computer?
I'm in front of my computer.
Yes. So you
NYC Docs, right?
Huh? Well, let me.
What's the address for this?
Well, it's dotsignals.org/Google. I can send you a link, Mike. Okay, you want me to send you a link?
But I think. Yeah, please do. Yes.
All right. Hold on. Let me see. Are you on your AOL account right now?
I'm staring at
AOL.
Okay.
I see you there. Okay. All right. So I'll just send you a link. And here we go. Okay?
I got it. God bless the internet.
Yes. God
bless. I have the link.
God bless.
And then I am staring at what you're staring at.
Yes.
6th Avenue and 34th Street.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Just keep your eye on there. And you see all those yellow cabs coming up there?
Oh. I see these Uber rats in there, too.
Yeah, right.
God in heaven. What an annoying thing the city did. How stupid could they be? Why did they do this? Because these guys, they got these black Uber cars out now. There's no business for Uber now. It's like nothing. I mean, so unless these guys are just sleeping in their cars, and I don't know what their plan is.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, it looks like the yells are filling up nicely. I mean, we got like, I'm seeing everybody coming 6th Avenue. I see every cab is taken. That's great.
Uh-huh. That's good.
Yeah. I'd say like maybe 80% of the yellow cabs, and then we have plenty of... Now, this is the other thing that's good, because the taxi business is coming back. We're having a lot more coverage. We're having a lot more cabs getting out to cover the work when it is busy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a twofer. But we have this constant attack against the yellow cab business. And like I said, they have to... And I did check it out. There is a mayoral election next year, and the big chunk of the city council is next year. And I'll tell you something: the way these characters think, I don't know how many newspapers they got in their pocket. Nobody knows about the mayor running for election next year. They do not say that on the radio when talking about de Blasio, even in passing. So why don't they say de Blasio is up for election next year in the context of all their news stories? They don't say it, and I'm just wondering why they don't say that.
Mm-hmm.
We know it, but nobody else does.
Well, you know, we have a presidential election coming up in about 5 or 6 weeks. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, you didn't.
You're not kidding.
Well, we have the Honorable Donald Trump against the supposedly Honorable Hillary Clinton. Okay.
Yeah.
And the question I have for you is, you know, if there's any relevance that affects the taxi business in New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, Boston, you know, all the places where Uber has invaded, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any relevance on who becomes president, give me a good argument for who to vote for. If you want to see the taxi business survive,
I'll give you an article. My opinion. I looked at who's financing the driverless cars, and the driverless cars are being financed for research and development with government money, government grants being given to driverless car people in major Democratic cities. That's one,
mm-hmm.
And two, Goldman Sachs. Apparently, in a story I read, is financed about 60% of the Uber startup money. Let's say Uber startup money was $10 billion. Goldman Sachs kicked in about $6 billion. And they also sent a memo to their people that they're not supposed to be sending campaign contributions to Donald Trump. So even though Trump is a loud, obnoxious bore-ass that we all know and love from living in New York City, he's the horse the cabbies can ride right now, because it's been pretty much established that the Democrats are all in for driverless vehicles, a.k.a. getting rid of drivers, so everybody has to get squashed into the cities. And B, because Goldman Sachs, who was overwhelmingly supporting Uber in their seed money thing, has told their employees that they're not going to support Trump. So those two things tell me, unfortunately, that even though we don't want to do it, there may be, in fact, one candidate who is cabbie-friendly and one candidate who is not. And I don't think Hillary is as crooked as Trump says, but if it comes to choosing one versus the other, and don't give me this Gary Johnson crap or the other lady who's...
Right, right.
Yeah, we got a lot of people who
say,
like,
you're saying that the taxi industry has a better chance with Trump than with Clinton.
I believe so. I mean, right now, I've been studying this like a grad student,
mm-hmm.
because, I mean, thinking about Hillary, the one thing about Hillary is I do have the Obamacare, which is great, and I am all set maybe to get Social Security in a few years, which is great, and the Republicans, maybe not Trump, have said, we want to get rid of Obamacare, and we want to privatize Social Security. It's like, which I really don't want to hear.
Right.
And I still have to hear something from Trump along those lines, it solidifies that I won't get effed for my vote. So it's very tricky, but push comes to shove. I'm erring on the side of Trump. I got to hold my nose and vote for Trump because apparently, from what I've seen, the driverless cars are being financed by the Democrats in very Democratic cities. And Goldman Sachs has been overwhelmingly supporting financially this Uber fiasco. Mm-hmm. So those are two things as a cab driver that make me have to, and I do say have to, vote for Trump.
And also Mike Bloomberg, who has heavily financed the Uber invasion, is anti-Trump. Okay, and our good friend, who I never thought I would say this, our good friend Rudy Giuliani, right?
Giuliani, oh God, yeah.
He's Trump's main man, you know.
Oh yes.
I mean, you know, on the sidelines, you know, he spoke at the convention, so he's totally against. He's totally the opposite of Bloomberg when it comes to the
right.
Okay, and And let me say this. What was I going to say?
About Bloomberg, about the, I don't know.
Yeah, I forgot.
Just basically the economics. Well, like we have to at this stage of the game seriously consider the voting for Trump, even though we may not like it. And he says a lot of weird things. He does a lot of weird things, and he looks weird. But right now, at this stage of the game, he's all we got.
You see, the problem that Trump has is that. If you're not a New Yorker, you take it more seriously the nonsense that comes out of his mouth, you know.
Right.
I mean, like when he says, and they could go beep themselves, you know, that's all over the TV, and they could go, you know, that's very New York, you know. It's very New York. But if you live in Iowa somewhere, you know, in Oshkosh, Iowa, all right, you know, and you go to church every Sunday, you know, you might find that offensive, but you know. You see, if he doesn't win, it's because he made mistakes of not being polite. Okay?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you something. Know? This is how bad a candidate Hillary Clinton is. Because Trump, in light of all his stuff, he's right there. I mean, he's neck and neck. I mean, this is going right down to the wire. This
I know.
Amazing stuff. And I got to tell you something. The other thing with Hillary Clinton, you got some health issues. I mean, I saw the other day on TV, she's like, keeling over at the 9/11 memorial, and she said, "Oh no, it's nothing to worry about. I have non-contagious pneumonia," which apparently she's the only person in the history of the world that ever had non-contagious pneumonia.
I don't know.
So, you know, that actually you could share a place with her. So you could have the 20 cats from the lady I had the cab last night. You either share her apartment, or you could go to Hillary with the non-contagious pneumonia. Maybe she could set you up.
I wonder where Bill is sleeping.
I'll tell you one thing, I wouldn't be sleeping next to anybody with pneumonia. You know, nothing sexy about that.
Yeah, all right, Mike. So what else we got on the line?
Well, I just want to say what else we got. What else do we got? I'm very pleasantly amazed how the business has come back, and we are servicing the public. The Uberians, not so much. The Uber people are just a bunch of weirdos. And the other thing with the driverless cars.
Look at the webcam. They act, look at it. You see a guy just got into the yellow cab. You see that?
Oh, yeah?
Oh, it's too late.
Wow.
Too late. You didn't see
it.
Yeah, continue. All right.
All right. I put something on the message board on our world.
Oh, yeah, that's what
board.
I wanted to say. That video that you put on the message board about the driverless cars.
You know, very good, right?
Mind blower. I took that video and I put it in our video section. Okay, I embedded
it. The guy with the beard.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, the title of that video for people that want to watch it. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can bring it up here. You know, I'm all over the place with this computer. Just give me a second here and I'll find it for you. Let me click here and let me click on the video page. Okay, to the video guide, go to the video guide. Toll roads, get ready for toll cars. Right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
You know, if you're listening to this show, and I know many of you are, go to NYC Taxi News, go to the video guide, and right where it says new videos begin here, you'll see the first video right now is toll roads, get ready for toll cars. You must watch this video. You must.
Yeah, it's really scary. And I'll tell you the other thing, that makes it even more creepier is this is a war not only against cab drivers, but against truck drivers, against bus drivers, against train drivers, all this automated stuff.
It's against the auto industry, period.
Yeah, and the other thing is you're going to be like a slave to a master. There's going to be like a few people hauling in dough off of these like cars that you won't own, and it's part of the American identity to have your own stuff. And I think the other problem is they act like everybody's going to go out. This is the propaganda that is flooding the internet with driverless cars. They act like everybody's going to go out, throw away their car, buy a $40,000 driverless car, and like in the course of like 1 or 2 years. And it's not 1 or 2 years. It's got to be a transitional phase. And the other thing is with this computer hacking, and you don't have a driver operating the car, and somebody hacks into the system, you can tell this car to go 90 miles an hour down Broadway, and there's no way to stop it.
I know. So, and you know, look, driverless cars, you know, are disasters waiting to happen. Okay?
Right.
You know, I don't care how many sensors you put in that car, you know, to do this, to do that, to do this. If you're going 60 miles an hour on the Long Island Expressway, okay?
Oh.
All right?
Yeah.
And you get a blowout, right? That car, sensors at all, are going to veer off to the right, and there's going to be nothing to control it from going into other traffic.
Exactly.
Okay?
Exactly.
You know, because you can't stop that car on a dime.
No.
You know?
And
ironically,
with the Bloomberg, not Bloomberg, with de Blasio, he made this dopey Vision Zero law of 25 miles an hour in the city. And ironically, and I don't think it's ironic, I think it's a scheme here, that's the maximum legal capacity of a driverless car at this stage of the game. So Bloomberg made the speed limit in New York 25 miles an hour, which, surprise, surprise, is the exact limit legally of a driverless car. Like, they don't make driverless cars now to go any faster than 25 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So there's a whole scheme going in here. And like I said, with the Trump thing, let me tell you something. I ain't too thrilled with Trump because I do think he's obnoxious. He says some stupid stuff about immigrants.
Yeah, but you know, I don't care about how obnoxious he is. I only care about what he's going to do when he's in office.
Well, we shall see. I mean, one might have something with the other, which I don't know if it will. But hopefully he can dial down the BS and get presidential and listen to some people around him. Because the other thing is, he's one of the only people who has not been a politician. He's a private citizen running for president of the United States. And everybody says, oh, one day you can be president. Well, look what you have to go through to be president. You need about $10 billion, and you have to be famous for 40 years before you can even attempt to run for president as a private citizen.
Right.
That's a little scary.
Right.
But I think we had a good show. I mean, how much time we got left?
A couple of minutes. I just want to go into one thing, and I want to tell those Uber trolls out there that call into the Taxi Dave show. Okay, and start crying like it's the end of the world for the yellow cabs. To stop calling because we're not listening.
We're not listening. I mean, we're driving. You know,
yeah.
They have a very they're like an octopus, this Uber thing, with a lot of tentacles, a lot of ways of attack. I mean, our guys are like cavemen. We have we have some very smart guys in the mix, but most of our guys are like knuckle draggers who got their father's business and they don't do anything. But we have a few guys who did get their father's business and they care. Let me just be clear.
Yeah.
But we have a lot of guys just sit back, and instead of making $5 million, they'll make $4 million and they shrug their shoulders.
And I want to invite anybody that thinks they have something relevant to say. I want to invite them to email me at nyctaxinews@AOL.com, okay? You know, you want to be a guest on the show? You know?
Yes, I do.
Not you. You are the show, okay? No, I would like to invite people to email me, and if you got something you want to say, to come on the show. I will make a recording of us talking, and I will insert you into the show, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way we got to do it now, because we don't have the equipment for three-way calling or to accept live calls. You know, maybe
So I,
someday when
so on
Mike
the one hand, you're saying I am the
negotiates,
show, but then you're saying
yeah.
I'm being inserted. I've gone
No,
from
you're not
being the show
inserted.
to being
I'm
inserted.
what I'm saying is when Mike negotiates with 10-10 wins and gets us on the real radio, then perhaps we'll be able
Yeah.
to take your phone calls. Okay?
Well, this is well, I'll try, but I mean that's Uber Central is 10-10 wins. The guy told me once, "Oh yeah, it's Uber Saturday." As far as I said, "Wow, Uber really has a lot of ads on this show." So yeah, it's Uber Saturday. So we'll see how far our Uber criticism can go on 10-10
Well,
wins.
find us a radio station, Mike. Okay?
I will. I'm on the case right now.
Yeah.
I'm re-energized, and I got to tell you something. Just in terms of New York, I love New York right now. I love New York for the next 3 or 4 months. There's Christmas. There's Thanksgiving. Nowhere else in the world I would rather be than in New York for the next 3 months. Summertime and then January, different story. But like right now, I love New York. It's a lot of fun, and we're all looking to get back in business. And I'm very proud of the way the cabbies, stood up to this attack by these Uberians. So we're all very proud of the cabbies,
Okay.
as much as we can be.
All right, so that's it for today, right, Mike?
Today, yes.
Okay,
And like I said, Abe, you're doing a great show. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of me. We're proud of everybody. And
Okay,
like I said,
so
we're
you've been listening to the Mike and Abe show. Mike does most of the talking. Okay, but that's okay. I don't mind. All right.
I'm not trying to do most of the talking.
Yeah,
No,
no, it's all right,
no.
you know. Sooner or later, I'll get to talk, but that's okay. You know,
In fact, yes, you
I
will.
do talk a lot. Okay, I do have a lot to say. I ask smart questions of Mike. There's another guy getting into a cab at 60 at 34th and 6th. Okay. Okay. You know, if you have any
I'll
doubts
check it
about
out.
how the other cabs are doing, you know, it's hard to see some of these cameras at night. I was trying to look last night, and I couldn't get a clear picture. But here it is. It's broad daylight in New York City right now. The streets are dry. Okay, and you could go. I think we do have a link on the NYC Taxi News front page for the webcams. Okay, you know, click on the link. It'll take you to the Department of Transportation webcams, and take a look around the streets of New York City and see how we are doing. I think we're doing very well. Okay.
Right, and I will concur what you said about that video. Where is that video again on the site?
It's
Yeah, because
on
I bet
the
you it was right.
video page. Go to the video guide. Okay, you see a link for the video guide right there on the front page of NYC Taxi News. Okay?
It's a great, and it's from I think the Alex Jones Prison Planet reporter guy, Knight,
Yeah.
is his name. But he has some very good points. I mean, it's a very well done piece, and it'll scare the hell out of you. You got to watch it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
That's
cool,
it.
man. So we had a great show, and hopefully people are checking in. And we do have people going listening to the show. You said we have people complaining when it's not a new show.
This is true. When we're not on the air, I get emails. Okay,
We do.
where's the show? Where's the show? It's coming. Don't worry. Don't worry. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And the name of the
It's
video
here.
that I was
It's here.
describing is Toll Roads? Question mark. Get ready for toll cars. Okay. And you can watch any number of videos. There are close to 150 videos on the page that you could click on to. You know, going back a year and a half. I mean, I do post all the videos. I do post all of the TLC meetings. Okay, if you want to watch some of these way out TLC meetings. Okay, okay, and other things are on there. You got nothing to do. TV's boring. Come to NYC Taxi News and watch some of the videos. Okay,
There you go. There you go.
and read the
We
news
are not boring.
stories. Read the news stories. Okay, our
Read
videos
the news
aren't
stories.
boring. I only post videos that are exciting. Okay?
They're exciting for you.
Exciting.
Yes.
Nothing is X-rated though. Okay, so don't worry. All right, you can bring your children in. Okay?
Yeah,
Okay.
exactly.
All right, Mike, I gotta go. I gotta go, and you gotta go. Right? So,
I gotta go. I'm going to Herald Square where you see all the action. If I'm going to drive the cab into Herald Square,
get
see
right
all the
over
fun.
there. Herald Square, Times Square. That's it, okay? And visit our message board, okay? You know, I posted an interesting message on the message board. It's a great article from Cranes where there are three or four videos in the article showing the preliminary designs for a new bus terminal in Manhattan, okay, to replace the Port Authority bus terminal on 8th Avenue, okay? And I watched one of the videos. There's about three or four of them proposed. You might want to watch some of those also, okay?
Will do.
And
Will
that's a,
do.
and
We're
that
on it.
and
We're
that's
on it.
that's on our message board, okay? In fact, I put it up into a spot where actually I put it on the message board, and I put it into the media page where all the news stories are, where it will remain up on top for a while, okay? So you can get to it. I'm done, Mike. Okay. Everybody,
Cool.
thank you for tuning in to the Mike and Abe show, and we'll see you next week.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you, New York. Thank you, world. We'll catch you later. We'll give you an update on everything next week.
Okay.